Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Is this Alex?
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Hi, this is Pepper Allison, dear.
Allison. We are still, how are you?
I'm fine. We are still getting stuff out. We worked till 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were trying to get this stuff out of there. Do you think they will give us until this evening? Because have to stop at one point and get ready to come to the closing. And I've got plenty of help here, but we still going to have some stuff that's got to be put in a truck because we don't filled up our move-in trucks.
Okay. Well, let me make the call. Are you sure you're going to be fine until the evening?
You know, if you could give me till tomorrow, it would be wonderful.
Okay.
Just tomorrow. I promise.
I will talk to our buyer partner and then let them know what's going on, and then I will contact you back for an update.
Okay, because I've got all kinds of people helping me, and, you know, I was really trying to be out today, really was.
Right.
That's why we said don't worry about it, but we're just about there, but I think tomorrow would make it perfect.
I understand.
You might
okay.
be out this evening, but, I mean, if we can have tomorrow mm-hmm. just in case.
Okay. I will talk to our partner, and, we'll let you know. I just have to make some calls and then,
okay.
of course, coordinate
well, thank you,
it
Alex.
As well.
I'm sorry to bother you this late, but
No problem.
This is so overwhelming. It's just unreal. It's just unreal.
I understand.
I ain't moving no more. This is it. I ain't moving 38 years, and I've had to throw away stuff, and it's just awful.
Right. Okay. Well, let me make some call. I'm thinking I was actually going to discuss it with you yesterday, but you know, we were how do I say this? Like usually, you know, like what I said, our buyer partner won't let us stay the house without any guarantee. So I'm hoping that I can talk to them and then hoping that, you know, they can sympathize with us and let you stay.
What did you say now? About what now? What did you say, honey, about the house?
Oh, I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and talk to our buyer partner and then just let you know, and then give you an update.
Okay. I hope they don't charge me for one day.
Oh no, we don't want to do that.
Okay.
We don't want
thank
that.
Thank you so much. We have spent so much money on all this mess. Okay, honey. All right, if you can do that for me, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, all right.
We can still
be
working hard, but.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm thinking, usually our partner won't really let you stay for, you know, a couple of days after the close, but like what I said, I'm going to talk to them. That's what I'm going to do at first.
Okay.
Hopefully they will be okay with it. I'm just hoping that they're okay. The second option though is I just, you know, wanted to explain you the process, if that's okay.
The what?
I just wanted to explain you the process, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually let me see. Okay, no worries about it. I think I'm going to go ahead and just talk to you about it after I get a confirmation from our partner that you're okay. So,
is it something bad?
Not really, just because usually our buyer partner will not really, how do I say it? It's really hard to convince our partner to let you stay for like additional day without some type of guarantee that the house will be the same condition on when we close. I know it sounds crazy.
No, you ain't gonna worry about us. This house is this much when he walked through, except minus all the junk.
Right. But I'm
We
gonna go ahead and talk to
nothing
them about it.
much stuff. Okay. But I guess nothing. We ain't messed nothing up. If the house is like it was when they walk through it, and it will be the same.
Okay.
I
absolutely.
Promise
well,
you. I promise
thank
you.
you very much. I will go ahead and give you a call back and then let you know right away.
Thank you so much, Anna.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.